You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. This is Dave Williams in Belfast at our Technology for Life Fair. And I have travelled here from Worcester, and you come all this way to Belfast, and lo and behold, you meet somebody else from Worcester. I'm joined by Oliver Crane, who works with Dolphin Computer Access, who, of course, we know makes Supernova, Guide, and Easy Reader, through which we can access our talking books. Oliver, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio. It's been quite busy.
Hi, Dave. Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been an incredible start, really. I'm just very impressed by, the organisation, by Jackie as well. She reached out to me a few months ago, and she was very sort of unaware of what would happen and how many people would turn up. But it's been really, really great. The footfall's been fantastic, and as you can probably tell, I've almost lost my voice. Yeah, it's been really good so far.
They've had hundreds of people through the door so far. And tell us, from a Dolphin point of view, what are customers asking you about today?
So I think the majority of the people have been speaking to me today about Easy Reader. Because obviously Easy Reader is a free app that we have, and we work alongside yourselves with RNIB to connect people with reading services and Bookshare to give people the free access to those accessible books. Is what people have been talking to me most about.
Now, many Easy Reader users getting their books on their iPhones, but it's not just about iPhone, is it? You can get Easy Reader on other devices as well.
Yep, exactly. So iOS, Android, and also obviously if you're running Windows, you can run the free version of Easy Reader. But obviously we have since recently launched Easy Reader Premium, which is something that I've been trying to discuss with a lot of people today.
All right, so let's talk about that. So the standard Easy Reader experience, you can access accessible libraries, including RNIB reading services, thousands and thousands of full-length unabridged audiobooks and other books there to download. But what is the premium service?
So in a nutshell, the premium version has a few unique selling points. So one of the main ones is it's been able to sync your devices together. So if you have your login details and you have your books on one device and you want to, say, for example, go from your iPad to your iPhone, if you were to open up Easy Reader on one of the other devices, it wouldn't save your personal reading settings, it wouldn't save where you are in the books, it wouldn't save your login credentials. Whereas if you have Easy Reader Premium, it would do all of those things for you. So if you were to go over from your iPad, for example, to your Windows computer, you'd have your books there ready to be re-downloaded, and it would save your place and your reading settings for you.
Excellent. So it's saving your preferences, what, things like playback speed, stuff like that?
Playback speed, font size, the formatting of how you've done it with PDFs and to text view, your voices that you use, whether it be, specific to Fiona, Daniel, it'll save all that for you.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And so you're showing Easy Reader. Mm-hmm. That's obviously the main kind of point of interest from a visitor point of view. What else have you got here today?
So another thing I just wanted to touch on with Easy Reader Premium is you're able to now bring in documents, whether that be PDF or Microsoft Word documents. So if you've got the premium version, you'll be able to open them up in your reading settings as well. So, if you're using it on your Microsoft laptop, for example, you can pull in a PDF and have it read back to you. You weren't able to do that with the free version. So the other thing we're looking at today, obviously, is Guide Connect, something that we worked on really hard recently to get some new features out. Again, with PDF documents, being able to read out PDF documents, being able to fill in PDF documents. So you'll be able to open it up and then put your name and address and things like that in there.
Often PDF, it has some of us as blind people running for the garlic because not all PDFs are created equal, as we know.
Definitely.
Do those PDFs have to be accessible, or are you guys doing any clever things behind the scenes to make them more accessible?
So we try our best to make them as accessible as possible. So as you know, our software will be able to read what's as an image, it will be able to read the text. It will be able to differentiate if there is an actual text box in there. So if there's if it's a PDF document from a doctor's where you actually have to fill in information, Guide will be able to read that what's on the screen, and then you'll be able to listen where the text box is, fill in the text box, move on to the next text box, fill it in, and then move on, for example, and then send it back.
Alrighty. And Guide, of course, it's the it's the more straightforward interface, isn't it? It's a menu-driven approach for those people who perhaps don't want the full Windows experience.
Exactly. So anyone who's not using Microsoft applications on a day-to-day basis, you know, maybe someone who just needs the entry-level computing, so for example, just your emails, searching the web, you know, having something that's very easy to use, your scanner, for example. It's got the built-in OCR in there as well for letters, so you can take pictures of those as well. It's got a built-in video conferencing software, so for example, if you've got anyone else who uses Guide Connect, you can connect with that, as well as people at home, they can connect on our Dolphin website, and if they're online at the same time, you can do video conferencing. And then obviously we've got Supernova.
And Supernova, of course, still going strong all these years later. Yeah, yeah. What version are you on now, Oliver?
So we are currently on version 2204, and we're looking to release 2301 in March, so in the next couple of weeks. Yeah, really looking forward to that.
Are you able to share anything about what we can expect in Supernova?
To be honest, I think the most important thing we've had from our end users is the magnification and the speech functions within web applications. So that's what something that Supernova has been struggling with, and I think a lot of other companies have been, because a lot of people are now using their own bespoke web applications, which can be very difficult to make accessible. So that's something that we've worked on really hard with this version. So particularly our magnification is improved within those web applications.
And if you've still got the free demo available, so if anyone hasn't taken Supernova for a spin for a couple of years and they want to just check it out again, can we still download a free demo to test it out?
Yes, absolutely. So if you head over to our website, you can go on to Supernova and download anything from magnification, speech, and screen reader. All the different editions are on there. And then you'll probably get a phone call from myself or one of the sales team to just let you know how you're getting on. So we're happy to answer any questions that you have within that 30 days. And obviously, we are a little bit flexible within that 30 days as well. So if you needed an extra 30 days, you would just reach out to us and we're happy to extend that for you and make sure that you're comfortable with the software.
Excellent. Well, Oliver, thank you so much for your time. Just let everyone know how to get in touch with Dolphin.
Absolutely. So my details is oliver.crane@yourdolphin.com. The main info, main inbox is info@yourdolphin.com, or you can contact us directly on our telephone number, which is on the website as well, yourdolphin.com.
Okay. Oliver Crane from Dolphin. Thank you so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Dave. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.